This past weekend, UNC football got its first win of the season, 53-14 over NC&T. Those were the numbers on the field. What were the numbers off the field? Every week of a Carolina home game this season, UNC is hosting Tar Heel Tailgate Talks. The first one in conjunction with the home opener was delivered by Dr. Deb Stroman. You know her well from the Keenan Flagler Business School, talking about the impact of sports on the state. The Business of Sport: Opportunities for Relationships and Revenue, the title of the talk. A lot of really interesting details here. And Dr. Stroman joins us now on the phone. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. What a beautiful fall day in North Carolina.
Is it not? Blake Hodge and I were complaining about the fact that we were stuck inside all day.
So the opportunity to present to our current students, our alumni, fans from all over the state, they have the opportunity to talk about the business of sport was just down my alley, and it was a wonderful, wonderful day. The impact of sport, it is just so important, and I'm a strong believer in the power of sport and believing that sport is an agent of positive change. As I previously mentioned, I had the opportunity to go over to South Africa with the NBA, and they were over there conducting or hosting their first ever NBA Africa game. And I was really moved by President Nelson Mandela and his effect on the country and how he used sport to move the regime, the apartheid regime, away from its structure and to bring all peoples together. And he has a quote that says that sport has the power to change the world. And I think about what's going on here in our nation, what's going on here in our state and in Chapel Hill, that if we didn't have sport, this amazing industry that brings people together and makes people laugh, smile, connect, and, you know, have a friendly rivalry, I just wonder what our cities and our municipalities and many of our universities would look like without it.
I want to get back to that point when we wrap up, because that's such an important point, and I want to talk about that a little bit further. One of some of the details that you presented at this talk on Saturday were economic as well, and some numbers that I had absolutely no idea about. More than 1 million participants or visitors watching UNC athletics in some way, shape, or form every single year. Each football game generating $5 to $6 million in economic revenue. These are really impressive and interesting numbers that I don't think people know.
No, and in fact, that's where we have to do a better job as academics, as social scientists, to present this information to the public. When you think about the state of North Carolina having about ten million people residing here, and then Chapel Hill about 60,000, but you think that having that $5 million impact on one game, there was some research done in 2013 for that Zero Dark Thursday game against Miami. Over 80% of the people came from out of town to Chapel Hill, to Carrboro. So we're talking about how businesses value that out of local town, or the outside visitors coming in. Everything from hotels, restaurants, airport usage, rental cars, it really makes a difference on the economy. Now, there are definitely universities and colleges that don't have big-time sports, and they do quite well. The academic mission is strong. But what else can you do to bring in your alumni base, to bring in fans, and have them taste or be rekindled those memories of what you had when you were here as an undergraduate, graduate, or a doctoral student? That power exists in sport. Whether, and again, I'm not knocking any of the other disciplines or other industries that take place, whether it's art, fashion, music, but where else can you have consistent opportunities to bring people back so that you can tout the greatness of your university? And certainly our development offices, our advancement offices, appreciate this sport gathering.
We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Keenan Flagler Business School. The title of her talk on Saturday was The Business of Sport: Opportunities for Relationships and Revenue. But, Deb, I know you started out with that question. If we didn't have big-time college sports at UNC Chapel Hill, what would Franklin Street look like? And on a certain level, that's, you know, a question that generates a lot of speculation. But do we have research? Do we have data? Do we have numbers that allow us to really begin to definitively answer that question? What actually would Franklin Street look like in the absence of big-time athletics?
Well, because of the tradition and the brand of UNC, we've never had a strong, compelling need to have that research conducted here. Mm-hmm. We've had a few studies that were done, but because of the sport tradition and everyone, for the most, not everyone, but most of the state really honors UNC as the flagship university, not only for its academic and academic excellence, but also for the sports. So I guess what I'm saying is that we're really spoiled. But now with the economy, with the ups and downs with the economy, with the various demographic patterns and people moving to other locations and moving here, when we look at the changes within the NCAA Division I and how the revenues, the commercialization, we need to find additional monies if we're going to continue to have a broad-based sport program that is 28 sports. Most of the big-time powerhouse schools do not have 28 sports. Carolina tries to provide opportunities for many, many athletes. And so when you're considering your budget and your economy and how you can make all this work, it's important to start having these types of studies done. But we know just by tradition that we do have people who constantly will try to get a ticket and attend a men's basketball game. And we also know that North Carolina football, although we don't have a great, great tradition of excellence and winning, you know, national championships, but we do have a very competitive team. And certainly we've won the ACC many times. And so we have a following there. But when we're thinking about how we can fill up Keenan Stadium and how we can get people to come out for an amazing soccer program, in particular our women's team, our lacrosse winning national championship, field hockey as well, how do we get people to pay attention and come to town for that? That's going to require that hard science for sure.
Again, speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Keenan Flagler Business School, and that's the economic side of things. So now I want to get back to the point that you made at the outset, the Nelson Mandela's point in particular, that sport has the power to change the world, which is absolutely true, and we see it happen all the time. Obviously, South Africa, but here locally and nationally, and just so many times we see sports and athletics bringing people together who otherwise would never have had an opportunity to come together. Are we taking full advantage of that power? Are we using sports and athletics to the degree that we can in order to change the world for the better, in order to bring people together in a positive way? And if not, what can we do locally at least to further that along?
Well, you just gave me a softball to hit it out of the stadium because I strongly believe that we are not using sport enough for social inclusion, for tolerance, for the promotion of women and our young people. It is definitely a great tool to make that happen. I'm reminded of these horrific video footage and photos that we're seeing around about the refugees from Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and Eritrea. Mm-hmm. And Germany has really stepped up, and Bayern Munich, one of the world's greatest football clubs, soccer, they've put a financial commitment to helping the refugees and also putting more attention on the ethical treatment of refugees. And so they've done a number of things in order to help them, and the other soccer clubs are now stepping up as well. But that's just one example in the international spotlight of how sport is making a difference and making people understand the humanity of this effort. Locally, I've been a big advocate of making sure that some of our teams, when they travel to their ACC championships, that they actually visit a local museum, a local a lecture, an art museum, anything where they can be further enriched. It's not only about the competition when they go away, but what else can they learn about that community? What else can they learn to be better citizens in North Carolina and the United States? The ACC tournament generates over $25 million in Greensboro, which is a big win for Greensboro. But how many of these basketball teams are stopping in at the International Civil Rights Museum to learn and to take that knowledge and bring that back to Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and their hometowns? To be better people, to learn strategies around, again, inclusion and making sure that everyone has access and opportunity. These are types of things that we can certainly be better at.
Again, Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School. The Tar Heel tailgate talk from Saturday was called The Business of Sport: Opportunities for Relationships and Revenue. And I know the presentation's up online. Is it easy to get to?
It is. If you go to unc.edu, there's a link there. And I know the staff, the event planning staff for the university, is also looking at another way to put it up in terms of the full presentation. It was just a fun time to present what's going on in the state. And I want to share with our listening audience to stay tuned to a major complex that's coming to Wilmington next year. And it's called Tri-Habitat. Tri-Habitat. And it's focused on triathletes. And it's going to be the world's largest facility with over 1,300 acres, five different stadiums, a 25,000 square foot lodge with hotel rooms and a retail store. There's going to be a 25-acre lake, 14-mile bike course, 6.5-mile run course. It's going to be so exciting for our state, and it's really going to drive a lot of the top triathletes from across the world to North Carolina.
And that's all geared around the triathlon.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. And that's going to be next year?
The first major race will be there in 2016.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that as well. Again, Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.